None but the hungry heart. 7:16. Passive resistance. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. Until the believer realizes that his life is safely hid with Christ in God, he will never get free from the harassment of the enemy. In Job 34:29 we read, "When he giveth quietness, who then can make trouble?" If the Lord Jesus is not positively before the soul, it is enough. The enemy's work is done. There is a world of difference between the nagging, corroding condemnations of the devil and the clear convictions of the Holy Spirit. The enemy speaks in generalities, seeking to smear us by a vague sense of failure, uncleanness, confusion, heaviness of spirit. The answer to that is there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. The Holy Spirit speaks specifically, and his convicting, although rebuking us, is sweet and clean and true and acceptable. He points out some exact and immediate action by which we have temporarily given into sin. Satan points downward to despair, but the Spirit points upward to cleansing. The tempter's suggestions are apt to make one feverish. There is a sure test for ambitious plans. Any trace or taint of fever produced is a pretty sure indication of the enemy's influence. In sharp contrast with this, the Holy Spirit's work always makes us quiet and clear and deliberate. Our Master's touch still has the same power and effect as when he touched the hand of Peter's wife's mother. The fever leaves. In nothing terrified by your adversaries. Philippians 1:28.